This is John Anderson. You're listening to Mystery Tour here in Italy.
So, dear John, what shall the Italian audience expect from your most anticipated gig next July?
Well, it's a celebration of Yes Music that I work with Trevor Rabin and Rick Wakeman and two very fine musicians, Louis on the drums and Lee on bass. And, you know, we do a selection of Yes music that we love to play. And from Heart of the Sunrise to One of the Lonely Heart to Awaken to, what else do we do? Perpetual Change, from the earliest music to very much like the 80s music and 90s music. So, it's a very interesting experience for us.
Yeah, and we did an interview a few years ago. We talked about the Living Tree album released with Rick Wakeman. What do you and Rick feel today in 2017 when you are playing songs from Yes?
Well, we wrote the songs. You know, I wrote most of the music and songs for Yes anyway.
Yeah.
And so the songs that I know very much, and then I wrote some with Rick and I wrote some with Trevor. And, of course, with the old band with Steve and Alan, of course. But for now, it's like 21st century Yes, but playing some classic Yes music because we believe in Yes music. And, you know, I never left the group, Yes. I always feel in my heart I am still in Yes because I am from the beginning Yes with Chris. And so the audience will have a great time because it's a celebration.
Yes, and which are like your best and worst memories from the early days in the 70s? It was such a different time from now.
Well, I have some great memories to play in Milan and Roma and to do some performing around the world with Yes then, you know, because we were very much like... I don't know, we were very different music, and the audience would listen. They didn't need to dance so much, but they listened to the music, and it was very much like classical folk music, rock, jazz, fusion, everything, you know?
Yeah.
So wherever we went, we had a large amount of people that enjoyed the music, so we had so many great times and so many crazy times.
Yes.
But the crazy times were just very small, you know, late in the 70s, too much drugs going on, and that's normal with bands, you know. Band is like a family, you know, you're together and you're like an army, you know, you want to conquer the world with your music. And then some people in the band want to be rock stars, others want to be... you know, like me, I wanted to be a musician and not just a singer in the band. You know, I wanted to be more than that. So I worked with Vangelis and I worked with different musicians to learn about music. So everybody had a different road to take. And sometimes, as I say, you know, it was wonderful. 90% of the time was wonderful. 10% was crazy.
Could you, like, share one joyful memory of Chris Squire for the Italian fans?
Oh, I always remember we were doing a concert in Argentina mm-hmm. in 1985, and we were the first English band mm-hmm. to play in Argentina after the stupid, crazy war of Argentina and Great Britain. You know, you won't remember, but there was a war, and it was a stupid war. And we were the first band to play, so the stadium was full of people, but around the stadium was the army to keep away from people that were very upset that we were there. They wanted to kill us, you know? And there were death threats. So we're getting ready to go on stage, and there's 70,000 people going crazy. And Chris turns to me and says, John, you know who they will shoot first? And I said, well, the senior, of course. So... I ran around the stage like crazy that night. It was a great show, too. You can actually watch it on YouTube. Yes, in Argentina, 1985. It was amazing.
That's amazing. I will look for it. Back in 2014, you released a single family circle together with my good friend Matt Malley from Counting Crows.
Yes, Matt, wonderful man, wonderful.
Yeah, he's a wonderful guy. What can you tell us about such experience?
Well, he knew a friend of mine, and we got in touch. And the way I work is to, you know, people would send me MP3s of music. And if I enjoy the music, I will sing a song and then send it back to the person. And Matt Malley sent me the music, and I sang right away the song. And then I didn't think about it for a while. And then he called me and said, I think we can release this like to help people, the charity. And I said, yes, please, let's do that. So that's when it was released.
Yeah, and you even released an album with, you know, like fans sending you music a few years ago.
Oh, yeah, I have 5 hours of music. I'm waiting to decide how to release it because it's so much music and everything is so different. So it's a question of how to put it into the world. And I have some ideas to do it with computer art, and also make it like a game as well. So something that people can, you know, I have so many stories that I've been writing, so four musicals, if you like, which is music and songs and me talking about the story, and they will come out at the same time. So it's a large concept idea.
What shall we expect from the future, you know, like recordings, either from John and everything Yes related?
Well, I'm working with Rick and Trevor. We've written a lot of music, and we just finding we have time to record next month, and then maybe in trying to figure it out to go in the studio again in November, and then again in January, and then release it, because it's 50 years of Yes next year. Yeah. It would be nice to release a special homage to Yes, you know, like 50 years of Yes, but in one sort of album. So we cover a lot of musical energy.
Do you find like any difference, you know, between like playing in the States and in Europe?
Not really. No.
Okay.
The fans of Yes are the same everywhere. They're very, very committed to listen and enjoy, and they're very excitable. And you know, every time you go on stage, it's a challenge. You know, you have to perform to the best of your ability to make the audience enjoy the night. So every night is a challenge. Every night we climb the musical mountain. You know, Awaken is not an easy piece of music, you know, like the Sunrise. These are not easy pieces of music to just, oh, we don't care. But we do. We care 1,000%.
The words progressive rock mean something to you nowadays.
Well, in the time it started being called progressive rock, I was thinking, well, yeah, it's okay. You know, there's always progressive music. You know, Miles Davis, the Frank Zappa, the Beatles.
Yeah.
If you listen to the Abbey Road, you know, and obviously Sgt. Pepper, this is progressive music. It's got nothing to do with being a sort of pop star. You're making music, and the idea is to have an adventure, like life is an adventure in music. So if you can do that and still get an audience to come and enjoy the music, well, we're very lucky. So I always think that to be progressive is natural. Music is an adventure, so I don't mind to be called progressive music at all.
Yeah. And could you like send one final greeting and invitation to join you on July 19 in Schio in Italy?
Okay, you people out there listening to the radio now, this is John Anderson. Please come and enjoy an evening of Yes Music Plus. It's a celebration of Yes Music over 50 years. And for the young people, you come, because you will understand that music is not just you know, what you hear on the radio. Because there's so much music out there you will never hear. So come and see Yes and hear the music of the last 50 years. Have a good time.